Starship Troopers, Disc 3.
Chapter 5. But that was after we had left Camp Curry, and a lot had happened in between. Combat training, mostly. Combat drill and combat exercises and combat maneuvers, using everything from bare hands to simulated nuclear weapons. I hadn't known there were so many different ways to fight. Hands and feet to start with, and if you think those aren't weapons, you haven't seen Sergeant Zim and Captain Frankel, our battalion commander, demonstrate La Savate, or had little Shijumi work you over with just his hands and a toothy grin. Zim made Shijumi an instructor for that purpose at once, and required us to take his orders, although we didn't have to salute him and say, "Sir." As our ranks thinned down, Zim quit bothering with formations himself, except parade, and spent more and more time in personal instruction, supplementing the corporal instructors. He was sudden death with anything, but he loved knives, and made and balanced his own, instead of using the perfectly good general-issue ones. He mellowed quite a bit as a personal teacher, too, becoming merely unbearable instead of downright disgusting. He could be quite patient with silly questions. Once, during one of the 2-minute rest periods that were scattered sparsely through each day's work, one of the boys, a kid named Ted Hendrick, asked, "Sergeant, I guess this knife throwing is fun, but why do we have to learn it? What possible use is it?"
"Well," answered Zim, "suppose all you have is a knife, or maybe not even a knife. What do? Just say your prayers and die? Or wade in and make him buy it anyhow? Son, this is real. It's not a checker game you can concede if you find yourself too far behind."
"But that's just what I mean, sir. Suppose you aren't armed at all, or just one of these toad stickers, say, and the man you're up against has all sorts of dangerous weapons. There's nothing you can do about it. He's got you licked on showdown."
Zim said almost gently,
"You've got it all wrong, son. There's no such thing as a dangerous weapon."
"Huh? Sir?"
"There are no dangerous weapons. There are only dangerous men. We're trying to teach you to be dangerous, to the enemy. Dangerous even without a knife. Deadly as long as you still have one hand or one foot and are still alive. If you don't know what I mean, go read Horatius at the Bridge or The Death of the Bonhomme Richard. They're both in the camp library. But take the case you first mentioned. I'm you, and all you have is a knife. That target behind me, the one you've been missing, number 3, is a sentry armed with everything but an H-bomb. You've got to get him. Quietly, at once, and without letting him call for help."
Zim turned slightly. Thunk. A knife he hadn't even had in his hand was quivering in the center of target number 3.
"You see? Best to carry 2 knives, but get him you must, even barehanded."